After years of speculation and concern, the Cadbury factory in Dunedin will close early next year. This will put more than 350 people out of a job, and at least 200 will be made redundant by the end of this year. BFM reporter Max Smith spoke to Air 2 union spokesperson Chas Moore about the closure, and he began by asking how it will impact the Dunedin community as a whole.
You've got to bear in mind that Cadbury's is a significant employer. They're the biggest private sector employer in Dunedin by a long way. They are also the fourth biggest anywhere, only following the council, the hospital and the university. Then it's Cadbury's in Dunedin. So you've got workers who will have been working there for many years, many, many years. And that's what their job is. That's what they know what to do. And some of them are mature in age. So it's going to be devastating for those people and their families, and of course the knock-on effect for the Dunedin community.
Are there other jobs to fall back on for this, or is that going to be a struggle for these guys to get back working?
It will be a struggle. I mean, these aren't people who can, I would say, easily relocate into a different... They're not likely to come up to Christchurch to be part of the Christchurch rebuild because they are confectionery processors and they're not carpenters or roofers. So it is not going to be easy for them.
If this plant wasn't losing money, why do you think its operations are being moved offshore? What do you think the motivations are for this ultimately?
Well, we're told by the company that 70% of the Dunedin production is being exported anyway, and only 30% is New Zealand produce. So they're saying that it makes financially good sense. They can process the product in Melbourne cheaper. But the bigger picture is that Cadbury's are part of Mondelez, which is Mondelez is a multinational corporate, and they are internationally known as a company that slashes jobs, closes factories, and strives to deliver a bigger buck for the company, and with no regard for the lives of the workers. You've got to bear in mind that these are good people in Dunedin who have been loyally serving Cadbury's for many, many years. And the business is, we believe, and we've been told, was going well. But if you get Mondelez think that they can cream a couple more cents out of it, they'll do it at the expense of New Zealand workers, which is tragic.
Right. Is there anything that can be done about this kind of exploitation, I guess? I mean, would you like to see the government step in, or...?
Oh, it would be good if governments do. We are... Our union is the biggest private sector union in New Zealand, and we cover lots of industries, and certainly we're very, very involved in the food processing sector, and we're part of... an international union federation, which is highlighting the likes of Mondelez and Heinz and these big companies that are all going down the same track, really. How can we get the product out cheaply, and the cheaper the better? And if that means people losing their jobs, they don't much care about it. So it would be good if there was some sort of means of controlling that. But we... actually lobby and organise globally around this so that we highlight this obscenity.
Right, and so where is the pressure going to be put on then by highlighting this, do you think? Is it on the companies themselves?
Well, the companies themselves, actually, their biggest Achilles heel is their brand. That's what they sell, and really it would be good if they wanted to actually endorse their brand by positive means, by actually giving local workers decent jobs and also paying them a living wage, Those sorts of endorsements, I reckon, would get big buy-in from the consumers of this country rather than how cheaply can they knock the product out. Dunedin, you know, Cadbury's in Dunedin has been part of the landscape of Dunedin for a long, long period of time. And it's going to have a massively negative effect.
Yeah, and I guess they've kind of offered to preserve some of that place in Dunedin by keeping the tourist operations open. Is this something you'd like to see continue? I mean, obviously there will be limited jobs involved there.
Yeah, Cadbury's world you're talking about. Now, we want to save every single job. I mean, the process that has started is going to involve dialogue between the company and us. They put forward a proposal, the rationale being that they can knock the product out cheaper by closing Cadbury's in Dunedin and doing it all in Melbourne. We will argue as best as we can to save as much of that enterprise as we can in Dunedin. Whether we're successful or not is to be determined in the future, but we will try. And what we can say with some degree of positivity is Cadbury's in Dunedin is a rock-solid unionized site. So that means over many years we have bargained a decent collective employment agreement. So those workers are on good terms and conditions that the union has fought for over many years, and they also have a redundancy provision. Now, you probably know, and I should imagine all of your listeners know, that these things don't fall out the sky by employers because they have a cost to the employer. These are hard fought by unions, and we're blessed that those workers in Dunedin are in a strongly unionized site. We will be fighting for them right the way throughout this process, up until each and every one of them actually leaves the factory gates for the last time.